On behalf of the Midland Seventh-day Adventist Church, I'd like to extend a warm welcome to each and every one of you this morning. I see a number of faces out there that I haven't seen for a long time, and I actually see some faces that I don't recognize at all. So I want you all to feel welcome and part of our program today. A great deal of planning went into this day to make it special. And it's our very deliberate desire that you are richly blessed this Sabbath by being here. I'm not sure about all of you, but I wasn't around in 1915. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that's probably the case for most of us here today. So I'd like to start by giving some context. I thought I'd begin by taking a moment to share some history from that year. Woodrow Wilson was President of the United States. Woodbridge Nathan Ferris was Governor of Michigan. World War I was underway, but it would be 2 years before the U.S. would join its allies officially. The United States House of Representatives rejects a proposal to give women the right to vote. Babe Ruth hits his first career home run. And Jack Johnson becomes the first black heavyweight boxing champion. The 1 millionth Model T rolls off of the assembly line. And the first stop sign appears in Detroit, Michigan. The World's Fair is held in San Francisco that year. Frank Sinatra is born, and Ellen G. White dies. And the Midland Seventh-day Adventist Church is launched. Today's events were planned to celebrate the establishment of the Midland Seventh-day Adventist Church and to help us remember how God led in the ministry of the congregation and each of its members since that time. The theme of our celebration has grown from a quote found in the book of Life Sketches. The book Life Sketches, I believe it's in your program this morning, a portion of it. As Mrs. White considers her and her husband's life, she writes the following: "In reviewing our past history, having traveled over every step of advance to our present standing, I can say, praise God. As I see what the Lord has wrought, I am filled with astonishment and with confidence in Christ as leader. We have nothing to fear for the future, except that we forget the way the Lord has led us and his teaching in our past history." As I considered this theme, my thoughts were brought back to a familiar story in the book of Numbers, chapters 13 and 14. The story of the Hebrew spies that were sent into the Promised Land to scope it out. Moses, under the direction of God, sent out 12 men, one from each of the 12 tribes. They were asked to obtain answers to essentially three questions. The questions were, what is the land like? Is it good or is it bad? Number two, whether the people who dwell in it are strong or weak, few or many. And number three, whether the cities they inhabit are like camps or strongholds. Faithfully, the 12 set out on their mission. When they returned 40 days later, they bring back the answers to those questions that they were charged with. In Numbers 13, verses 27 and 28, we read their findings. Then they told him and said, "We went to the land where you sent us. It truly flows with milk and honey, and this is its fruit. Nevertheless, the people who dwell there, who dwell in the land, are strong. The cities are fortified and large. Moreover, we saw the descendants of Anak there. The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites and Jebusites and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and along the banks of the Jordan." All 12 spies were united in their report: good land, strong people, and fortified cities. The data was consistent, but two of the spies, Caleb and Joshua, had a different response than the remaining 10. In verse 30 and 31, we read, "Then Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, 'Let us go up at once and take possession, for we are well able to overcome it.' But the men who had gone up with him said, 'We are not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we.'" Then in chapter 14, the people of Israel are swayed by the fear of the 10 spies. Caleb and Joshua speak again in verses 7 through 9, saying, "The land we passed through to spy out is exceedingly good land. If the Lord delights in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it to us as a land which flows with milk and honey. Only do not rebel against the Lord, nor fear the people of the land, for they are our bread. Their protection has departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Do not fear them." Why did the spies come to different conclusions with the same data set? You see, Caleb and Joshua did not forget the way the Lord had led them in the past. They remembered the plagues of Egypt. They remembered the miracle of the Red Sea. They remembered God's provision for food and water. And through these remembrances, they had the confidence that he would not fail them. What will we do when the odds seem against us? Will we remember our history, the way that God has used his hand to move and shape it? Will we remember the stories of how God has led this congregation and each of us individually, that we might have the confidence of Caleb and Joshua? Not confidence in ourselves or even in this congregation, but confidence in the God who wrote our story. It's my prayer that we will. Would you bow your heads with prayer for me and with me today? Our Father in heaven, Lord, we're here this morning for a celebration. The Midland Church has been here for 100 years, Lord, and that's quite a momentous occasion. But 100 years ago, Lord, we were proclaiming of your soon coming, and we're still proclaiming that, Lord. We long for the day when we can go home with you, when we can be joined with those who have fallen asleep before us, Lord. We ask, Lord, that for your blessing this morning on the Sabbath school program, on the church program, and into the afternoon program as well, Lord. We ask that, yes, that we'd share a lot of memories and enjoy in talking about our history, Lord, but that we would also keep you foremost in our thoughts and the way that you have guided and led this church. We pray for your spirit to be with us here this morning. We pray for those who might still be traveling. We just ask that they would be here safely, Lord. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah.